Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
I hope you enjoyed as much as I did the conversation with my brother-in-law, Matoño, and philosophizing a little bit over the conversations and the points that were raised. I would like to mention three points. The first was his position that we have to take calculated risks. In my experience in Puerto Rico, we have a culture that tends to be relatively conservative and is not willing to take the risk, either at the business level or at the personal level. Thinking back over my many years of business legal practice, I found many occasions where managers in Puerto Rico were not willing to take on assignments outside Puerto Rico. And one of the few that I can think of where the person did go forward and ended up vice president of manufacturing for storage technology worldwide, my good friend Victor Perez. He lost his marriage. His wife was not willing to make the transfer to Colorado at that time. So we have to take much more risk if we're going to be developing as a business center here in Puerto Rico. Secondly, I was impressed with the fact that most of the things that happened in the development were gradual, you know, except for, as he pointed out, the dramatic change to purchasing a chemical cleaning operation, going from paper to this new business that Don Manolo did about when he was about 64, 65. Most of the developments were gradual. The manufacturing started with a packaging operation of plastic utensils, and even that was purchased from someone else with a going business, with a particular contract already in place. And as he was describing, for example, the move towards ending up manufacturing in China, which is really kind of a big move for a Puerto Rico local company. It starts with contract manufacturing in the States and in various countries, and looking for the right price and looking for the quality and someone that's willing and able to do the job. Little by little, he moves to China with a contract manufacturer in China, and then a partnership with that particular contract manufacturer, and then ending up purchasing the entity and running the business himself. So it was gradual. It wasn't like jumping in, I'm going to manufacture in China. It was a very gradual development. And thirdly, what I find interesting and important, and we'll go into this in other moments, but is the move from a distributor to the manufacturer, and the importance that has for the Puerto Rico economy, where although distributor adds value, you can argue, is this value that much higher than having the principal or the supplier establish the company, employ Puerto Rico employees? How much is added, if anything, by the distribution process? Much more important is to manufacture the products, and even better if the products are manufactured from things that we grow here, whether it's food, fish, and meat, even better. So what we have to, as far as I see, achieve here in Puerto Rico is much more along the lines of what Mato Santos Commercial has done. And we have to incentivate and applaud and support, you know, movements along this line. I hope the program has been of interest, and that you enjoyed it. I hope you have a good week coming up. I hope the conflicts are resolved that you have, and I look forward to the new program next week. Have a good week. God bless you. Take care.
Thank you for joining our Business Resolutions discussion with Jorge Gonzalez, who extends an invitation for 8:05 again next Saturday.